Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropped the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. Diane and I and Kyle are just shooting the bull. You know, it's one of those things we never talk about enough, but if you love listening to the show and you own a business and you want to advertise on Stevie J Broadcasting, then Diane would be happy to visit with you. So just give us a call, or everybody knows how to get a hold of Diane. So you'll see her somewhere. If you don't get in touch with her, she'll be on... What's the Tuesday? I'm doing this from across the room. Do they still have like the Tuesday nights where they get together and play music in Urbana? Or Thursday? Or Wednesday? That's Wednesdays.
Neighborhood nights.
I'll turn the mic on. Wait, it's the wrong one.
It's a different mic now.
There we go.
New mic. Sounds good.
Yeah. So how do you do what, 3 events a week? I mean, seriously.
I mean, I have been. And my daughter got married in the middle of June.
Yes.
So add that into the whole Tolono Fun Day planning and Champaign County Freedom Celebration publicity.
Wow.
It's been intense. So I am kicking back this weekend.
You did not come through with some Morgan Wallen tickets down at Busch Stadium for me.
Dang it.
That
you, you had to make a dig on that. What we do have for you, Lon, is
yes.
Brothers Osborne.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Country Music Association's Duo of the Year.
Yep.
Coming in on July 28th for the Champaign County Fair.
Awesome.
So we have people after the Georgetown Fair,
right.
Which is a week from tomorrow, is having Rodney Atkins and Drew Baldridge on stage.
Okay.
So we're doing Texan Georgetown to win those tickets.
Oh, that's what, because I've been seeing Georgetown on our text line.
And see,
I thought they
we
were
used
interested
that over
in
on US 105.9.
Got it.
And so that's hitting on that station now.
Okay.
So
awesome.
We're sharing in on the tickets. We've already found a winner, Landria, to go to El King, which is tomorrow at the Devon Amphitheater. Have you seen a show there yet along Lake Decatur?
I have not.
It is so cool.
A buddy of mine just went last weekend and said it's amazing.
It is.
It is really cool.
And you're looking out, you see boats on Lake Decatur.
Exactly.
And,
yep.
And it's a great scene.
It's
we
very
should
cool.
do that at Kaufman Lake in Champaign.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Well,
Kaufman
we're over,
Lake.
In fact, Andrew's in Decatur right now playing baseball. So we're over there quite a bit, and it would be... It'd be easy to just roll. Like, he's got a game at 5:30 tonight, so you could easily roll back down there and eat dinner.
What town is that?
Decatur.
Oh, in Decatur.
Yep, he's
okay.
in Decatur tonight. And then, what, we were Bloomington last night, Decatur tonight, Peoria tomorrow. We're all over
what
the place.
What is the smell in Decatur when you roll into town?
It's ADM, right? It's the...
is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
I know my friend Josh Laskowski, who used
yep.
to work here, Josh the Price guy, used to say, that's the smell of money, Diane.
Well, exactly. And I was in Camargo, Illinois, when I would go out and shoot baskets in the middle of summer or fall, whatever, spring. I could smell that smell from Decatur. I could smell it even in Camargo because it would drift east all the way. You know, what is that, like 40 miles?
Wow.
So isn't that amazing? So, and then when you work, I worked there, you know, for what, 6 years at WAND. I just got used to it.
Uh-huh.
You no longer
That's
really
right.
smell
it. That's
right.
You get nose blind to
you
it.
You do.
And so. We should get the Lynyrd Skynyrd Ooh That Smell going on here. You know what we should do, since I hardly
good.
Ever do stuff with you, is get the little crack the brewski open here while I'm
oh,
on
Oh,
you.
Is that what you want to do?
Because it's Friday. And
well, I figured you'd rather do that when you actually have a brewski in your hand.
I usually do, heading down to Daly's right after work.
Oh, wow.
Here.
All right.
So I like it when you play it right.
Well,
when
then let's do this. Thanks to Diane, you guys on the weekend get an early start today.
Excellent.
You get about a 49 or 48 minute head start to what I usually give you, because I try to preach responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But for everyone out there that's ready to roll and is going to see Diane here in a minute at Daly's, let's get them up in the air. It is Friday.
Happy hour.
Mm. I got goosebumps.
Wine doesn't sound like that when you pour it in there. The first time
when I open up the box in my refrigerator, it doesn't quite have that click.
The first time I tackled wine, the Pinot Grigio, I poured it into a glass like you would a beer.
Yeah.
And Kara was like, Lon, that's way too much wine. I'm like, why?
How long are you going to be working?
And then about
on
10
that,
minutes
dude?
Later, I'm chugging it like beer. And she's like, okay, you need to get off of wine. That's not going to work for you. So I don't drink much wine.
There you go.
But it was fun while it lasted. All right, Diane.
Thanks. Have a happy weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank That's you. Fun. Diane Ducey. So again, hey, if you want to advertise on Stevie's show, if you want to advertise on 105.9, 95.3, or right here on the drive with, say, and Piper. I swear to God, nobody asked me to do that. Like, Stevie and Diane didn't ask me to do that. So I just thought about it. So we were kind of talking about that between the hours there on the show. So I thought, let's bring that up. All right, Kyle. No pipes, sounds like. We are going to revisit the Ty Rogers interview that Derek and Joey Wagner did last week. Believe it or not, and I understand that there's things out there called a podcast, and I understand that there's the website and stuff that I can get on, which, by the way, is StevieJay.com. You can go back and podcast a lot of our shows. By the way, did you mess one up yesterday?
I did.
Okay.
That's my fault.
I didn't want to bring it up.
I have corrected it, though. So if you're looking to listen to hour two yesterday,
it is
now functional.
One of our avid listeners brought it up on Twitter, and I tried not to throw you under the bus, except that Kyle Tosk.
Yeah.
I just absolutely.
It's all right. It's deserved.
Because I thought at the time, I thought.
We suck.
You know, I'm like, man, we can't even get that right. So, hey, do you know what's coming up this weekend, my friend? Major League Baseball style.
That's right.
The MLB draft. Cardinals draft 21st. I don't know what the Cubs.
Cubs draft 13th.
Okay. 13th, Cardinals 21st. They're working now on getting like a top three pick next year. The Cardinals are. They keep this going. I did see that the Cardinals do not have any compensatory picks or second round pick this season. So it's just the first round. But again, I love hearing. There's certain things. Can I throw myself under the bus with this? Yesterday morning, I woke up early. I flip on Spotify because I'm going to go shower, you know, and I always like to have some music, et cetera. And I've got it on like Kenny Chesney or Morgan Wallen, usually some country, or I do rock or whatever. So all of a sudden, I go to my search, what would you call that, button, search line, search whatever, and it says Christmas classical music. And I'm like, don't do it, Lon.
Don't.
And I did it.
Did
I did it on July 6th. I started listening to Christmas music. And I listened to Christmas music while I showered, and I was like, you know what? I'm not apologizing for this.
You should be. That's ridiculous.
That is the one thing that now I mean
couldn't
there's
be a, further. I'm well. It's in either direction. It couldn't be further away from Christmas right now.
Right. It is like literally right in the middle, as far away or to get to, or we just had it. Yeah. Listen, I am totally. Yeah. When it comes to that, I admit I've got issues. I just love Christmas music. It puts me in a good mood.
I love Christmas music in
when
December.
When it's ready. Yeah, when
and
it's
I'll,
time.
I'll tolerate it in January, but
okay.
Once you hit, for me, it's once you hit Thanksgiving, then you get in that Christmas mood, and I'm all for it. But July, come on. You're the first person I've heard that's listened to Christmas music in July, I have to say.
In October, for sure, is when I start. And I go October to the end of February. Hell, anymore, I go to the end of March. Because, I mean, it's essentially Christmas. I mean, I'm sorry, not Christmas, but winter until April. So
yeah.
I will play Christmas music for 6 months a year, starting in October. That's a true story. And I know it's a sickness. I know that there's maybe one other person out there in the world, probably not actually, that would do that. But I'm that guy. I love Christmas music, and I did it the other day. So I don't know where I got to that, but I was on the heels of blaming you for not podcasting correctly.
And talking about the MLB draft.
Oh, that's right.
And talking about whatever.
I know what I was going to say, because there's certain things like this that put you where you are, right? Like, when you hear that, even on July 7th, you're like, yeah, NFL draft. I remember watching it this year. I knew what our team did. That, to me, is like Christmas music. It puts me, like, right into December, right into Christmas. So, there you go. I apologize.
What the hell?
I know, Brad. I know. I mean, really, we got nothing else to talk about. So, that's why I do this stuff. All right, so Cubbies play who?
The Yankees.
Oh, that's right.
They're at Yankee Stadium this weekend.
Oh, it's not at Wrigley.
For a 3-game set.
Okay.
They'll get to see their old buddy Anthony Rizzo.
I did read something in Sports Illustrated. I think it was I don't get Sports Illustrated anymore. It became a little more too aggressive for me, that magazine. But I did get or saw an article about maybe the Yankees and Cubs grouping up for Cody Bellinger, like a Cody Bellinger trade. Would he be a guy that you would see as trade material?
Yeah, that's the guy that I'd be completely fine trading. I think the Cubs' top prospect's a center fielder. That's not all that far off from the big leagues. You got Christopher Morel, who can play some center field if you need a stopgap option, waiting for Pete Crow Armstrong to get here.
Oh, that's right.
I think Cody Bellinger is pretty expendable. I think it was a situation where they signed him to a one-year deal to try to rebuild his value and to try to get him back towards that MVP version of himself. He hasn't quite that good this year, but he's had a good year.
Yeah, he really
and the
has.
Hope was that he could help you compete this year, and now it doesn't appear that that's the case. So I do think that he will be a pretty valuable commodity at the trade
deadline.
Well,
kudos to the Cubs, because the Cardinals for 10 years have been trying to find an outfielder, and you guys did it in 1 year. One little offseason, you just made a move. All right, this is dangerous because we don't have a producer here because you're on the air. So somebody is calling in. I don't know if it's Piper. I don't know who it is. Who we got here on the Tapman's Towing phone line? It sounds like Pipes.
Derek Piper, present.
Oh, hey.
Pipes. What is
Can
up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, man.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in. We won't bother you long because I know you're down there following Merez and Jeremiah Fears. And what are you seeing at Peach Jam with regards to Illinois targets?
Yeah, currently watching Merez Johnson as we speak right now. Sorry if it gets a little loud in here. It's big game, mean streets against Team CP3. That's been one thing that's been cool is just seeing the stars come out across the NBA. You got Chris Paul here on the sidelines in this one. LeBron's been out here.
Unreal.
Rajon Rondo, Carmelo Anthony. But Merez has had a great week. I mean, he leads the Peach Jam in rebounding right now. So ferocious on the glass, athletic, tough. I mean, those are things that we've known about him for a while. I just think his skill has gotten better through time when you really look at last year to this year. So much more in his bag offensively that he can do this year now in comparison to last year. I mean, the shot is still something that needs to progress, but you see him be able to face up, be able to spin, be able to finish with both hands. I think that it's been a nice progression for Merez, where he's a top 50 big man in the country right now, and I think that going forward he's got a chance to maybe rise a little bit more after this week too. And going on to Jeremiah Fears too, I mean, just so gifted offensively. Could really break you down with his handle, good shooter, and playing up on the 17U circuit. So as a guy that's 2025 and 16 years old, he's getting some great experience.
Wow.
And he's had some really good games, and Illinois is one of many in the mix there
I bet.
With him.
Back to Merez real quick. How does he relate to Amani Hansberry? Like, compare their games, compare and contrast. This, I sound like I'm giving you a grammar lesson.
Yeah, with both guys, you get rebounding, you get physicality. Merez is more of a twitchy athlete, someone that's going to be able to block shots and really runs the floor well. One thing, I think Amani is a better passer, has the ability to step out a little bit more than Merez. At least at this turn, at this stage of his development, you know, Amani last year at Peach Jam was one of the best big guys here. I was really able to show a mid-range game. I hit a couple of threes. Merez really doesn't go with his jump shot a ton, so I think that's something that differentiates them a little bit. But I think as you forecast forward, number one, you're really excited about what that front court picture can look like because you got two guys that, you know, Amani was a top 50 type of big man last year, and then Merez in that position right now in this class. What they can do together in that front court, if they can get a stretch big along the lines of a Coleman Hawkins, you know that Coleman in all likelihood has one more year left at, sure, in Champaign. You'd like to be able to get somebody that can space it out, can shoot it, can do some different things, and know that you're going to get that physicality, that rebounding, and guys that are really good, especially inside the paint, Merez, right, and Amani. And we can talk about Jason Jackson. This is a guy out of Yorkville that is kind of a long-term type of ad, but he's playing over there at Under Armour and seems to be doing some good things. And he's one of those that has that, you know, 6'10", he shoots the three, can put the ball on the floor a little bit. And he's someone that Illinois is looking pretty seriously at in terms of having someone that can complement Merez and Amani because he is that skilled, long, lanky piece.
When you, by the way, Derek Piper joining us here at Tapman's Towing phone line. He's down at Peach Jams. When you go back to Jeremiah Fears, I know that obviously Jeremy Fears was someone that Illinois was in on, and then it didn't kind of work out. Maybe more to Illinois' side. So how is the staff? How is Illinois kind of making up ground in that regard?
Yeah, they knew they had to mend some fences on that one.
Right.
They were on the fast track to getting Jeremy Fears committed, and that's, as you look in hindsight, what happened when you get Scott Clark, maybe not a one for one trade, and that you take that route, but ultimately that's what happened. You got Scott Clark, Jaden Epps, and Fears in the class behind them is going to Michigan State, and obviously now Sky and Jaden are gone, and Jeremy Fears was a McDonald's All-American going to Michigan State. And we've seen some in-state products burn Illinois in the past, and you know he's going to have a little bit of extra chip on his shoulder for that one, because Illinois looked at him and said, hey, we really like you as a leader, as a defender, athletic point guard, but really lacked the shooter. That was something that you look at Merez, you look at Ty Rogers, you look at Sincere. Illinois kind of evaluates that we really don't want to have a non-shooter at point guard. Now, the funniest part about that is now you're going to have Ty Rogers play point guard, and he obviously doesn't bring that. But I think that the family is definitely high on the idea of staying home. I mean, he's got a couple of brothers, even a younger one, that is still there in the Joliet area. And when I talked to his dad last month, he said, hey, I know it didn't end maybe the best with Jeremy, but Jeremiah still really likes Illinois and the home state, and the ability to stay home and maybe leave a big kind of a lasting legacy, similar to an Ida Sumo or a D. Brown. But that recruitment's very crowded. I mean, he's got Michigan State, he's got Michigan.
Wow.
Kentucky's interested. Arizona has offered in the last couple of months. And if he lives up to what he can potentially be, and some of that's just filling out physically and getting better with handling contact, but I mean, there's nothing really he can do in terms of shot making and playmaking off the bounce. So Illinois is going after him hard. They decided to really push the gas all the way down. And there's still ways to go, but they are making a big effort for him.
Got it. Well, this last one for you. I had a little bit of a mini fit this morning, Pipes, because I saw your article on like Noyes and some others that are good shooters now. And of course, Cole Serta doing things. And, you know, I know what happened to Brandon Podziemski. And it seems like, you know, Jaden Shoot, you can't blame Illinois. They tried there. But why is it about a shooter we just can't freaking figure out here? It's driving me nuts. Did we give up too early on Noyes? Noyes or whatever?
Noyes. He's had a really good start to this game, and he was on fire yesterday. Hit 4 or 5 threes, and I think that as you look at where his game is at right now compared to a year ago, I mean, it was this very building last year that Noyes kind of tailed off, and Illinois pumped the brakes on a guy they were pretty darn high on earlier on in the process, and he's gotten more consistent. I think he's gotten stronger. He's playing a little bit more tough when you think about the physicality that you go up against. So he's not maybe a dead-eye shooter as much as Cole Serta is. I mean, Serta, I wasn't there, but I was following Joe Henderson's stuff, and I think he had 37 points yesterday with 8 threes in a game over there at Under Armour. I mean, he's a pure, pure shooter, and I think both of those you can look back on from Illinois' standpoint and say, you know, with Cole, maybe if they were a little bit more aggressive to shut that thing down, they could have got it done before Shrewsbury even moves to Notre Dame and really opens up that path there, because while he liked Shrews and that staff and that system fit, like, at the time, I think if Illinois pressed, he maybe wouldn't have looked at Penn State as much of a serious option. Notre Dame is a lot closer, and I think it just made more sense there.
Yeah, fair enough.
And yeah, Noyes, with Noyes is just, I think Illinois could have gotten him probably a year ago. Now he's committed, and I would say I'm likely to open it back up. So, I mean, it is a little bit ironic when you look at, you know, coming out of last year, what's Illinois need more than anything? A point guard and shooting. They didn't find the point guard in the portal, and shooters on the high school scene have gotten away from them as well.
Ah, it's frustrating as heck. Well, listen, I got one thing to play for you, and this is hoping that you and LeBron and Chris Paul cross paths at the Days Inn bar
Happy
tonight.
Hour.
Here we go. Let's go. Yeah! Piper at the Days Inn bar and like
there you go.
Looking around and, oh, hey, there's LeBron. That's awesome, man. All right, my friend.
I'm sure they'd be hanging out the Days Inn, right?
How funny would that be? That'd be incredible. All right, listen, I hope you have a drink with him, my friend. We will see you Monday and get the full rundown from you.
Sounds great. There's an establishment down the street that I'll tell you about off the air. And
that's amazing that you found that.
I'll fill you in.
Okay, I'm ready for that, man. Thanks, Pipes.
Take care, guys. Good catching up.
See you, buddy. Derek Piper. Just hanging out at the Days Inn. Or maybe the Drury, where they have, like, free drinks. You get, like, your 3 free drinks. It's like, can you go ahead and make that a double? Yeah, but I'll have to cross out 2 of these. Well, that stinks. Can you just act like I didn't ask for a double? No, I can't do that. Okay, well, way to be a hell of an employee. I'm not voting you Employee of the Year. That's what that's exactly the conversation I had with someone in Columbia, Missouri.
This is a real conversation.
It is.
This is
I'm like,
experience you've had.
I said, hey, can I get just, I'll just do like a vodka and Sprite. And I said, can you just do that, do a double on that one? And they're like, yeah, but she started to mark off both. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? She goes, I got to mark off both boxes or 2 of your 3 boxes. I'm like, can you just act like you know, I mean, I doubt like one little shot of vodka is going to shut down Drury's all over America, but. She's doing her job, and I was kidding with her. I wasn't upset. I was like, okay, and I did tip her. I threw her a nice tip, so. But come on, you know? Because usually, like, 7 out of 10 times, they'll be like, yeah, I got you. You're like, oh, let's go! Uh-huh. You know what they probably do is they put, like, a double shot of Sprite and, like, a half a shot of wine. They're like, this guy doesn't need any more than that. All right, we're going to catch a break. When we come back, speaking of Pipes, that was awesome that he called in. We're going to revisit, he and Joey Wagner last Thursday had Ty Rogers on. And I thought it was, I've heard and I've read of how great the interview was. I've never heard it. So I want to hear it. So when we come back, we're going to play that. And of course, wanted to get that drink in again. So 2 this hour for you to get you going early. All right, let's take a break. Back to hear the Ty Rogers interview from last Thursday. It was awesome. If you haven't heard it, you make sure you want to hear this. It is The Drive.